Yeah, man.
Transcribe it for
me. Take myself to this. Yeah, I do, boy. Go. Mines. Ready? Go.
Why ask yourself some questions?
You first, Rue.
What would you ask yourself if you could? So you're in the middle of, we talked about this yesterday, probably the most consistent stretch of your career, four straight games with 80 yards, four straight games with 21 or more carries. Talk about the rhythm that you feel like you're in maybe compared to early on.
Just, I think now I'm really getting to a rhythm. The guys up front, you know, they're getting healthy. We just had a situation with Todd. He got banged up, so that's tough. But for the most of the line, they're getting healthy. Kelsey played pretty good. You know, he's still getting more healthy. So just getting the groove, I think, just finding my lanes, more lanes to run through, trying to control the backers and what holes we're taking. And then just running hard.
With the line, Dwayne, in specific, how important, you're smiling, but like when he came back, all of a sudden things started getting better.
Yeah, I was happy to have Lane back. Just the ability to, you know, certain cutbacks and selling the backsides and hooking the guys up front. You know, you want to get to the perimeter. So he's been doing a good job. And have him back, I think it's kind of changed up a little bit. So, but I knew that. I knew that once we get everybody back, the pieces we had, we'll start rolling again. It's a matter of time.
If you look at Sanchez, what did you know about him? What did you think about him before he got here? And what have you learned since he's been here?
Well, just, I mean, from knowing him, we came in the same draft class. And I followed his career at USC. And he was a good quarterback. Made a lot of plays. And then, obviously, he got drafted high for a reason. They always thought that he was a good quarterback. And for the Jets, he made plays. He put stats up. I think here, it's not as much pressure to do everything. I think, and he always had a pretty good running game, but I think the running game here is better. I think the guys up front are a lot better. You know, and I feel like he's not pressured to do everything. You know, the plays he has to make, he's going to make them. I think he's managing the game fine, and he's doing extra things. Whereas I think certain quarterbacks, you just ask to do little things just to get through the game. Well, with Mark, you don't have to do that. Just go out there and play. He can throw the deep ball, the short balls, makes the right reads. And he also can run the ball. I'm effective enough if you need to keep a defense honest as far as with the reads, the read options. So I like him. I always liked him. I think when we got him, I was excited because I knew what type of player he was. And a great piece to this team.
When you have Chris healthy now and Darren's healthy, and what kind of pressure do you think that puts on defense, having the opportunity to run all three of you guys?
Yeah, that's the good thing about this depth. Talking about Martin, it's just when you build a good team, you got to build depth. Because in this game, especially football, anything can happen. And just with Sproles, is such a special player in himself. I mean, his ability to do everything from catching to running. And then you put the physical part in the game with Chris, especially on the short yardage type of downs. That's been his thing. You know, he's a big back and he runs extremely hard. So it's a nice matchup to have all of us healthy. So if anybody happens to go down, you know, somebody can step in and you know, play their role.
You said that obviously, you know, when Lane came back and the guys got healthy, thought you'd do well. But those first 4 weeks, we were constantly asking you what was going on with the running game. Was that a frustrating time? Were you a little annoyed about all that?
I mean, I feel like, I'm always honest, you know, but we're a team. So if the running game's not going well, it's not going well. Simple as that. I don't think I have to explain myself about it, you know, but you asked me a million times about it. So there's nothing I can say. The only thing I can say is we're winning games, and that's what really matters. So if we go out here and run for a million yards and we're still winning, it's the same results.
When you look at the rushing leaders right now and you see DeMarco Murray way up there, I know in the beginning of the season you talked about, you know, wanting to win another rushing title.
Another belt.
When you look at that right now and see how far he is away from everyone else, is that like a tough mountain to climb in a sense?
I don't really look at it like that. Now, don't get me wrong, we're definitely chasing them. You know, that's always the plan. But, I mean, however it comes, that's how it goes. You know, obviously I'm going to try to do my part to catch him. Hopefully I get a couple 200-yarders in there. You know, but it's going to be tough. I mean, he has a big margin. He really does. And that's how it happens. So.
You're coming up on Mulbert's record. Do you think about that at all?
You know, I just was informed about that. A couple days ago, so that's pretty cool too. I didn't know I passed Westbrook. I gotta text him and talk some trash to him. Like, old man, I got you.
He was picked off about it the other day in the studio.
He was?
Yeah, he was just messing around.
You know, that's my guy, though, so I'm going to text him and tell him all the stuff he taught me.
He only goes down things. Now. He can't go back up.
Hey, man, exactly. I got a couple years left in me, so.
What are you seeing out of Jeremy Maclin, LeSean? What are you seeing out of Jeremy Maclin? What was the reaction when Chip calls that play? Mark comes in for Nick, and Chip calls a 60-yard bomb.
I mean, I wasn't surprised. Usually with a quarterback that you just want him to manage the game, the starter's out, he's the backup. Let's get a little screen pass, or let's get a running, get a ball to the running back, or let's throw something quick. I mean, we don't look at Mark as just a backup. Mark's been has experience in this league. He's won tons of games, playoffs and regular season games. So we see him in the preseason games. He played well, and he's always made plays. So it wasn't really surprising we heard the call.
How about Maclin, though?
Mac, he's playing average. Come on, Mac. Nah, but Mac is really lighting it up. I think he's never had a chance to really showcase his true talent. He's always been kind of the number two behind Deshaun, So majority of the plays and targets was made for D-Jack, and Maclin would kind of get the rest. So, but I think now he's being the number one. His first time to really be the number one guy to do all the routes from up top to, in the middle or short passes. I mean, he's showcasing that he can do it. So I'm not really surprised because I seen Maclin in college, and I seen Maclin just from different practices and different games where Jack wasn't there. A couple games, Atlanta, he had a 177, as the main guy. So he can do it. Mac's tough. He's kind of tough. Mac,
are you still sick?
Yeah, I'm still sick. I am.
Are you all right? We saw you out there practicing.
I'm sick. I'm trying to get out of here now.
Let's go.
I'm going to watch tape later, see how I did.